forest fires plague our western states, with drought fueling the flames. An African Holocaust is occurring in Nigeria, while Christians are beheaded in Libya. Bomb-strapped men and women and children prepared to destroy innocent lives for radical ideology. The missiles fly, the bombs drop, the devastation occurs and abounds about planet Earth. Is the end really at hand? Prominent Christian spokespersons call attention to what is called the signs of the times. Armageddon, global warming, the sky is falling. According to one AP poll, 26.5 million Christians, one in four, expect Jesus to arrive in their lifetime. From Pat Robertson's The End of Time to the famous Tim LaHaye Left Behind series, it seems we're all about to fly away. Theologian Lynn Sweet tells us our postmodern culture is entheogenic, the birth of the divine within. A massive soul search occurs, a huge quest for personal spirituality, a widespread turning inward against and across our land. Selfies. George Bonner, in his study, The Index of Leading Spiritual Indicators, reports people want to grow spiritually above all else. So great soul, the holy grail of God-besotten culture, the waters of superstition rise high in this postmodern culture, but we're a culture of believers. We believe in everything. We believe in anything. Mind reading. Don't forget those witches on prime time with those handsome vampires. All the better to bite you with, my dear. That new show, The Angel from Hell, that ought to be interesting. Then there's ESP and crystals and spells and UFOs and X-Files and psychics. Star Wars. A spiritual tsunami is already being felt by people. They no longer want to know about God. They want to know God. To experience the beyond within, they want to be God. Remember Heaven's Cult, Heaven's Gate Cult? It combined the technology of the internet, the science of Hale Bopp, the science of Star Trek, the theology of New Age, the hope of UFOs, and created a sacred reality for themselves. Now Weissman, an Omaha pastor, has noted, we are living in a secular society, but a spiritual culture. Jeff Woods, a colleague of mine in California, warned, society has not detached itself from spirituality. It is rebelling against the ways the church is guiding the spiritual experience. So society tells us today, the truth is out there. Even the New York Times has reported God is hot. But my favorite movie is beer-drinking John Travolta, with Angel Michael losing his feathers. Then there's my son's filming, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, Christiana, or the PBS Bible series we followed. Faith is acceptable again in Hollywood, it's just not Mel Gibson. It's time for the church to stand up and say, the truth is not out there, the truth is here, right now, in His Word. Was made flesh and dwelt among us. My dissident colleagues, bishops, and scholars aside, this word of God remains. The Lord has said, thus saith the Lord. The spiritual search is even caught up with atheists. Simone Weil wrote, not to believe in God but to love the universe always, even in the throes of anguish as a home. There lies the road toward faith by way of atheism. Recall Thoreau's Walden Pond's Different Drummer. If a person does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step away to the music that he hears, however measured or far away. What is that cadence that we hear? Is it not the voice of Christ, the cadence of Christ, the rhythm of Christ that we march to? America's search for the sacred is unguided, awash in a host of spiritual counterfeits. And Jesus cautioned his disciples from falling prey to pretenders. Many will come in my name. and say, I am he, and will lead many astray. In other words, we're not to go off after everyone who has some astounding prediction about the end times. For every tragic event, every natural disaster, is not an eschatological or end time event. The truth is here. The truth is now. In the Word of God. Jesus urges his disciples to soul train, mind, body, spirit, recognize false gods. Oh, but we're not different. We want signs. Jesus refused to give signs. Be watchful. There will be hard times. There will be martyrdom of thousands of Christians in the Middle East and Asia. Not end times. Jesus urges caution. Kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, fires, famines. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel said, God uses such to demonstrate that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Jack Mitchell's famous victim. God is sovereign, but this is the word of the kingdom from our Lord. And Jesus told parable after parable. There are three things that can take the word away from us. First, we can fail to understand that God rules our lives. When anyone hears this word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away that which was sown in their hearts. They fail to understand that God rules. Second, Jesus tells us that in order to have hope, courage, joy, peace, we must trust. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. We study this word of life. For it's not easy to be a Christian in today's world. There will be times of humiliation, tribulation, suffering, pain. And third, Jesus tells us that the word of the kingdom can be taken away if we fail to decide to let God rule in our hearts. Permit God's kingship. Hebrews put it, the Holy Spirit testifies to us, I will put my laws in their hearts. I will write them on their minds. I will remember their sins and lawless deeds no more. Mark Sargent, a Methodist pastor, reminds us that people outside the church are confused by the many strange ways faith is depicted. But so many are wounded, religiously wounded. When a person is in an abusive marriage and he sits in church or she sits in church and hears divorce is wrong, the wound is afflicted. When a perfect person struggles with a current economic circumstance and hears in church that wealth is the sign of blessing, a divine blessing, a wound is inflicted. When a harsh word is spoken, a criticism is given, a rumor is circulated, a wound is inflicted. There are so many ways in which the children of God wound each other, even in church. So if you find yourself despairing, Christ's forgiveness sheds hope for new beginnings. If you find yourself weak and powerless to go on, Christ's strength will undergird you. If you cry out in pain or weep in sorrow, Christ's resurrection proclaims an eternal life, a kingdom that shall never pass away. Friends, the truth is here. This Bible is sufficient guidance for salvation, for living a life of faith. The gospel message is not simply the bare words, this is my body broken for you. This cup is the cup of salvation. The Holy Spirit assures us it is the very word of Almighty God. Therefore, as Paul says, therefore, lead a life worthy of that calling. The gifts given are to equip this body, these saints for ministry. You see, the Old Testament was a preparation for the gospel. The four gospels set forth the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord. The Acts of the Apostles explained the propagation of the faith. The epistles an explanation of Christ living. The book of Revelation, the consummation. This word